DW News.
Hello, I'm George Okachi with the news. A school in Nigeria has partially collapsed on Friday, resulting in deaths of several students while trapping others under rubble in the Central Plateau state. That's according to Nigeria's National Rescue Agency. The incident reportedly occurred at the Saint Academy in Jos North District, where students were taking their exams at the time of the collapse. Victims were heard crying out for help from under the rubble, while parents desperately searched for their children. Young Kenyans have dismissed President William Ruto's decision to sack most of his cabinet, with many warning that street protests will resume unless he steps down. Ruto has been scrambling to contain the fallout of deadly protests against proposed tax hikes after last month's peaceful rallies descended into violence and turned into widespread anger against his government. U.S. President Joe Biden has made a series of gaffes at the NATO summit in Washington. Among other things, he introduced Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky as President Putin. Biden later appeared at a news conference in Washington for the end of NATO's 75th anniversary summit, where he insisted that he was still running for president, telling journalists he can get the job done. Biden's mental fitness has been under scrutiny since he appeared confused at a presidential debate last month. Several top Democrats have withdrawn their support for his re-election campaign. This news comes to you from Deutsche Welle, DW, Germany's international public broadcaster. Fighting broke out on Friday between members of a local armed group allied to the Congolese army and the M23 rebels in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, according to local sources. This clash occurred just 7 days into a two-week humanitarian truce. The United States had announced the truce last Thursday between Kinshasa and M23, which has seized swaths of East DRC in an ongoing offensive, which first was launched in 2021 in the North Kivu province. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has met with former U.S. President Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. The move is likely to aggravate and frustrate Western allies and follows a similarly secretive trip he made to Russia and China in recent days. The Trump visit is the latest stop on what Orban has labeled his peace mission. And finally, EU regulators say Elon Musk's platform X has been misleading users and violating European content rules with its blue check marks for verified accounts. In a finding that could lead to hefty fines, X becomes the third company in as many weeks after Apple and Meta to fall foul of new Digital Services Act. And you are up to date. For more news, log on to our website dw.com or download our mobile application. My name is George Okachi.